Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading, Jesus prepares his disciples for his departure and tells them what is going to happen after he departs, and that it is actually to their advantage that he should go away, because he is going to send the Holy Spirit. And why is that important? Why is the Holy Spirit good for us? Why is it an advantage for, why was it an advantage for them, and why is it an advantage for us? Well, certainly we see in our gospel reading Jesus describing what the Holy Spirit is going to do, so that we see the purpose for which he has sent, at least in part. There is more to Jesus' discourse and discussion of what the Holy Spirit does. But here in this passage, he tells us that the Holy Spirit is going to lead, to guide you into all the truth, which the Holy Spirit did when he inspired the apostles and those who wrote down what they said to write what we have now in the New Testament. This is inspired by God from his Spirit. And what is the purpose of all that truth that he gave them? Why did he give them all of this? Well, we see that the Holy Spirit was sent, as Jesus says, to convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because people do not believe in Jesus. Concerning righteousness, because Jesus goes to the Father, and concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is now condemned. So that we can understand this, let's go through each one of those and understand what the Holy Spirit was sent to do for us, for Christ's church. The Holy Spirit is meant to convict people of sin, to show them their unbelief, their lack of belief in Jesus. To show them that it is sin not to believe in Jesus, that they must believe in Jesus for their sins to be forgiven, that he is the one and the only one who can pay for all their sins. Which brings us to the second thing that the Holy Spirit does, which is to convict the world of righteousness, to show them that righteousness, being right with God, is only found in Jesus Christ, the one who goes to the Father, who has won salvation for us on the cross, who has paid for our sins. And then third, the Holy Spirit comes for judgment, to declare that the ruler of this world is judged. The ruler of this world is Satan himself. And to declare that Satan has been defeated by Jesus' death on the cross. That Jesus now, because of his death, has made the way for people to be freed from bondage to Satan, bondage to the ruler of this world, and given eternal life. And in all of those, notice what the Holy Spirit is doing is to point people to Jesus as their only way of salvation. That only in Jesus can we have the forgiveness of our sins. Only in Jesus can we have the righteousness, the holiness that we were meant to have in the garden. And only in Jesus can we be freed from Satan and from his rule, to be under the gracious rule of our Heavenly Father and to be in his kingdom. This is what the Holy Spirit comes to do, is to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. This is what the Holy Spirit is given for, is to point people to Jesus so that they might be saved in and through him. This is why the Holy Spirit is of an advantage to us. And this is what we want everything in the church to be about, is to be proclaiming this Jesus. And we do not want to stray from this truth that the Holy Spirit leads us into and leads us to continue to proclaim century after century, generation after generation, because only in Jesus can we find salvation. But in our day and age, there are those that think that this is not an advantage to us. That this work of the Holy Spirit in pointing people to Jesus is not what we want. That instead we want the church and religion to be here for something else. That instead it is to our advantage that people of all faiths and all ideas be gathered together and embraced and all kinds of diverse viewpoints affirmed as good and fine and okay. This was on display at the recent coronation of King Charles, where for the first time at a British coronation, when the ruler of that nation is given the title of the defender of the faith, meaning the Christian faith, meaning the one true faith, the only faith in which we can have salvation. But for the first time, people of other religions, of other faiths, who promote and propose some other way to be right with God, were participants in this supposedly Christian ceremony and service. And whatever their reasons for doing so, it isn't the first time that such a thing has been done. Such things have been done in our country as well, where we've had religious services where people of different faiths, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh, Muslim, and when I say different faiths, I do not mean different Christian church bodies who confess the triune God and confess Jesus as the Christ. They are different church bodies. Those are different church bodies, but I am speaking here of different religions that propose that Jesus is not the only way, that there is some other way to be right with God, to have righteousness, that it is not sin, they would say, to believe in Jesus. And in so doing, they are not under the rule of our gracious Heavenly Father. They are under the rule of the ruler of this world. And when services are held to bring people together of all kinds of faiths, when there has been some sort of tragedy or to celebrate some other event, and we try to include all of these other voices alongside of Christianity, we do not clearly confess that Jesus is the only way. We instead muddy the waters. Muddy the confession of the true faith. It is not to our advantage. This is not what the Holy Spirit was sent to proclaim, that there are many roads to God. There is only one way. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And we cannot declare by our actions, by our services, or by our participation in such things, that there is possibly some other way to be right with God, and that these other voices are to be embraced and accepted, and it is okay. Because the Holy Spirit was given by Jesus to convict the world and point out that it is sin to believe that there is some other way. It is sin to believe as a Muslim. It is sin to believe as a Hindu or a Buddhist or as a Sikh, that there is some other way to God to be right with Him. And it leads us away from the comfort that is found in Jesus Christ. Because all of those other religions in the world propose to you that by your own works, by what you have done, you may be able to be right with God. If you work hard enough, you can reach up to God and perhaps you can be good enough to have fellowship with Him. But this is not what the one true God proposes. This is not what He has sent His Holy Spirit to declare. He has sent His Holy Spirit to declare to us that we are sinners who could not save ourselves. And that because we could not save ourselves, only Jesus could pay the price for our sins and could make us right with God, and that He has done everything for our salvation, and that the ruler of this world who would try to convince us that if we just work a little bit harder, if we just give a little better excuses, if we just try harder, we will be able to be right with God. Those are lies of the devil. Jesus has sent His Holy Spirit to convict the world and to show them that there is no other way, that the only way to be right with God, the only comfort we can have is found in Jesus Christ, who has done everything for us. He has done everything for you to wash you in the waters of holy baptism, to feed you with the body and blood that was shed on the cross to pay for your sins, and to give you the promise of everlasting life, all because of what He has done. This is what the Holy Spirit comes to declare to you today, and He has come to declare to people for century after century and generation after generation, is that Jesus is the only way, the only one in whom we can find our comfort and our hope. And we must not affirm any other view, any other way to God. But in response to the proclamation of God's word, to the truth that the Holy Spirit has led His church into through the New Testament, and also in the Old Testament, through the conviction of the Holy Spirit of sin, of righteousness, and judgment, we respond in faith that Jesus Christ, and only Jesus Christ, is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is a comfort for us, and it is a comfort for our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, who may not believe in our Lord and do not want to come to His house to receive His forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is a comfort to tell them their sins have been paid for on the cross and to come and receive that forgiveness. This is, and when we proclaim that message, that truth that the Holy Spirit has led His church to confess, the Holy Spirit is working to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. Thanks be to God that our Lord has given this clear truth through His Holy Spirit, through His Word, and that the Holy Spirit continues to work to convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment for our salvation. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.